Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about the report coming out from State. And we're going to talk about the coverage that is likely to follow and why it is likely to be incredibly inconsistent and why that's a good thing. I know a whole lot of people want to talk about the vote that took place at the UN. We will talk about that maybe tonight or over this weekend. But this is more important because of how it is likely to be handled in the media. Okay, so you're probably going to see two kinds of coverage on this. One is going to say that the United States cannot confirm that Israel used U.S. defense articles in a manner inconsistent with international humanitarian law. The U.S. cannot confirm it. Another set of coverage is probably going to say that the U.S. assesses that they did. Why is the coverage going to diverge? Because that's what the report says. Why does it say that is the more important question. There are going to be people who immediately say, it's phrased like this so they don't have to do anything about it. It's phrased like this so they're saying that they can't confirm it, even though they know, they reasonably assess it. No, if they were trying to just allow weapons to flow freely, they would have said they can't confirm it, period. End of story. End of report. But that's not what it says. It says that they can't confirm it, meaning 100%. They're probably at like 98. But then it goes on to say that because Israel uses so much U.S. stuff, that it's reasonable to assess that they, quote, have been used by Israeli security forces since October 7 in instances inconsistent with its international humanitarian law obligations or with best practices for mitigating civilian harm. So, why? Right? Why does it include both? They can't confirm it, but it's reasonable to assess. Yes, because of the quantity of U.S. stuff that they use. But putting it in the report this way, number one, it allows Biden to maintain his leverage. The reasonable to assess part is what he can lean on to continue his pauses. The other thing is that it allows a conversation to occur. It allows Biden to talk to Netanyahu and say something to the effect of, hey, you know, I saw your guy on TV. That was cute. You've got all the stuff you need, huh? That's good. I guess we don't need to send you any more. Yeah, you've got all the stuff you need to go into Rafah. That's probably true. That's probably true. But, I mean, come on, Jack. Do you have the stuff to go into Rafah and defend against a possible counterattack from Hezbollah? You don't, do you? We know you don't because, you know, we send you this stuff. So why don't you come over here, have some ice cream, and let's talk about this? Because you know what would be really bad? You know, what happens if we do confirm it when you go into Rafah? What happens then? Then my hands would be tied. We don't want that. You know the best way to avoid that? Avoid population centers in Rafah. That would be the best way. So why don't we talk about how we can achieve that? That's the move. How Netanyahu will respond to that, no clue. But that's, I don't want to say that's why the report was written the way it was, but given the fact that the report is written that way, that's the move. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.